Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 121. When we are holding guilt for something, even if we don't realize it or know what the guilt is attached to, there is a constant underlying feeling of uneasiness and fear that accompanies our awareness of the law of consequences, that what goes around comes around. When we are holding guilt, we constantly attract to ourselves the things we are holding guilt for. The raisins in our glass are magnetic. If we are holding guilt for stealing, we attract thieves. If we are holding guilt for lying, we attract liars. If we are holding guilt for abusing, we become the abused. The only way out of this nightmarish condition is to forgive ourselves and return our consciousness to the purity that God willed for us. Today, I let myself and all others off the proverbial hook. I choose to be happy. Step 122. Forgiveness returns me to the light, where in consciousness as well as in truth, I rest in God. Remember, the light is the place where love, peace, and abundance abide. Everything I could possibly wish for can be found in the light, and forgiveness guarantees that I can be found there as well. Step 123. At creation, as we were downloaded with all that God is, all gifts were given and received at that time. However, the only way that I can access God's gifts is by standing in the room at the left end of the hall where they are. Love, praise, and gratitude are the attitudes that I must maintain in order for my vibration to be high enough to access that room. I thank God for these tools. I thank God for this awareness. And I thank God for all of the gifts that I am able to access, utilizing the gifts that are the ascension attitudes of love, praise, and gratitude. Step 124. I, as well as all of my brothers and sisters, am one with God. I give thanks today that all I thought I was, standing separate from God, was never true and never real. There is nothing but God. Today, I stop looking at behavior and circumstances and know and thus see only the truth. Where there was fear, I see love. Where there was darkness, I see light. Where there was insufficiency, I see abundance everywhere I look. Step 125. God's voice, the Holy Spirit, speaks to me of my perfection and of heaven through my left ear, while the ego speaks to me of my insufficiency and of the world through my right ear. Today, I tune out the cacophonous sounds coming from the right and peacefully listen to and receive the Word of God. I am earnestly determined to follow the divine will, realizing that it is my will as well. Step 126. Remember, with the law of consequences, everything that goes around comes around. All that I give is given to myself. Everything I hear is coming from within me. Somewhere in my own consciousness, I am actually saying what I'm hearing. And everything that I'm seeing, somewhere in my own consciousness, I am being. I am never being victimized by what is coming to me. I'm simply being informed of what is coming from me, so that I can forgive that particular raisin. If it is distasteful to me, I can guarantee that if I never send it out again, I will never again receive it. Step 127. Love is the unchangeable, unconditional energy that holds everything inside of the wholeness that is God. What I thought was love, with all of its conditions and requirements, was no more than an attempt to be safe in a fearful world. There is nothing but God. God is love, and as the image and likeness of God, so am I. My behavior cannot change that. My circumstances cannot change that. Today, I accept this truth and turn my back on a darkness that I thought was inescapable and, therefore, worthy to be feared. And as I stand in the warm embrace of God's love, in my mind, all of my brothers and sisters stand with me. Step 128. According to the law of polarity, while incarnate, it is possible to stand in one or the other of two rooms. That is, to experience the joy that God created or the fearful world that the ego made up, which, until I know better, is the only world I see. Not realizing that everything I could wish for has been placed lovingly in the room at the left end of the hall, I have exhausted myself trying to find fulfillment standing in a room that, as separate from what God wills, no matter how hard I try, must remain empty and unsatisfying. Today, I choose to turn and seek love and fulfillment where they can actually be found, as I realize that the world I've been seeing holds nothing that I want. Step 129. I have spent enough time exploring the room at the right end of the hall, where at the end of far too many days I have found myself feeling unsatisfied, disappointed, and afraid. I realize now that this world holds nothing I would want. And so today I choose to turn and accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we walk hand in hand to the light and love-filled world that God created as my true home and resting place. Step 130. According to the law of polarity, it is impossible to see light and dark in the same place at the same time. And according to the law of mentalism, what I see is the result of what I think and where I'm choosing to stand. It is impossible to see two worlds. When I turn toward one, the other automatically disappears. I know from experience what each of these worlds that stand as possibilities for me offers. And so, today I choose to turn away from the world of illusion that the ego made up and choose instead the world God created for me to experience the magnificence of the divine.